This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The stage is all set for the second phase of the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. The voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in this phase. Key names in the fray for this phase are former Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, JKPCC President Tariq Hamid Karra and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. Over 13,000 polling staff have been deployed at over 3,500 polling stations across the constituencies where voting will be held in this phase. The strong rooms where the electronic voting machines will be kept after the close of polls tomorrow have been secured and will be kept under round-the-clock digital surveillance. Congress has suspended the membership of its party leader from Haryana, Rajesh Jhun, for a period of 6 years for being involved in anti-party activities. Mr. Jhun is contesting the assembly election as an independent candidate from Bahadurgarh constituency. The Karnataka High Court has rejected a petition filed by Chief Minister Siddaramaiah challenging the governor's sanction to prosecute him in the Muda land allotment case. The single judge bench of Justice M. Nagaprasanna pronounced that the governor can make an independent decision and that his order to prosecute the Chief Minister does not suffer from non-application of mind. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today inaugurated the 41st edition of 3-day Indian Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, Raksha Mantri described the Indian Coast Guard as India's foremost guard, ensuring the security of the country's vast coastline through constant monitoring of the exclusive economic zone. He said they also prevent illegal activities such as terrorism and trafficking of arms, drugs and humans. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is now on his way to New Delhi after concluding his successful 3-day visit to the United States. During his hectic stay, Prime Minister Modi attended the Quad Leaders Summit, a large Indian-American community event, addressed the United Nations Summit of the Future, and held multiple bilateral meetings with the heads of several other countries. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has reached Tashkent in Uzbekistan to attend the 9th annual meeting of Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank tomorrow. India is the second largest shareholder of the bank. Ms. Sitharaman will also sign the bilateral investment treaty between India and Uzbekistan. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that audit needs to keep up with technological evolution in order to be able to perform its oversight functions effectively. The president said the mandate of public sector audits has expanded beyond traditional auditing and it also includes assessing the effectiveness of public welfare schemes and projects, ensuring that they serve all citizens equitably. President Murmu said this after inaugurating the 16th Assembly of the Asian Organization of Supreme Audit Institutions in New Delhi today. S&P Global Ratings has retained India's growth forecast at 6.8% for the fiscal year 2024-25. The rating agency also retained India's growth forecast for financial year 2025-26 at 6.9%. The death toll in Israel's strikes on strongholds of Iran-backed group Hezbollah across Lebanon has risen to 558. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, 1,835 people have been wounded in the strike, which began yesterday, during which Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire. As per the media reports, Israeli army has said that it will accelerate offensive actions in Lebanon today also. On the other hand, Hezbollah has said in a statement today that it bombed Israel's Ilaikim military base south of Haifa with Fadi 2 missiles. Meanwhile, world leaders and United Nations called for urgent de-escalation. Domestic benchmark indices ended flat after hitting new highs in volatile trading session today. The BSE Sensex surged to an all-time peak of 85,163, while the NSE Nifty crossed 26,000 mark for the first time in the intraday trade. At close, the Sensex was marginally down 14 points at 84,914, while the Nifty ended nearly flat at 25,940. And that is the end of this news bulletin.